Blog Talk Radio.
This is Carla B, and this is the who's who of indie hip-hop and what you need to know about public relations on EOTM Radio. Hey, welcome back to all of the old listeners, and of course, welcome to the new listeners as well. I want to, number one, just give shouts out to all the indie artists that have sent in their music. Such a beautiful thing, such a beautiful opportunity just to be able to feature these artists, and that's what we'll be doing on Hottest in Hip Hop Music Hour on EOTM Radio. So we'll be highlighting the indie artist. That artist that we just featured, his name is Dante Rose. That track was Hero. We've been getting so much feedback from you guys in regards to Hero. So I want to say definitely kudos to you, Dante Rose. Keep doing your thing. And guys, if you guys enjoyed that song, Hero, make sure you leave a comment on our radio page. We want to know if it is a hit or if it is a miss. And we'll definitely keep it coming for you guys. Next track, this one, oh, my God, I'm going to tell you who this guy is as soon as we're done featuring it. Check it out.
Everything's okay, yeah. Ooh, everything's okay, yeah. Everything's okay, yeah. Ooh. All that night, thoughts I had, thinking about little shorty in my bed. Yeah, I'm reminiscing all the good and bad. Should I stay or pack my bag? I feel the phone start vibrating in my pants. I glance at it once, toss the phone on the bed. Close my eyes, shake my head. Think about what she went through long ago. Between her and that nigga I find on the floor. Black and blue, pale and cold. He put his hands on her, she can't let it go. So walk through life, trust, gotta be delicious. What she do after that, she got her pistol. Swore to God that the next time she'll make her suffer. I've been thinking about you all day, say I love you. So I pick up the phone and I say,
on my mind all the time, don't you sigh.
Everything's okay.
In the rain, in the snow, don't be sad.
Everything's okay.
On my mind all the time, don't you sigh.
Everything's okay.
Shorty, I'm that guy. I go fast, you go slow. I say yes, you say no. Girl, you hot like a stove. We fly high, don't let go. Problem with your bills, worry no more. And everything that you have, just leave it at your door. The brighter the moon, the brighter you're picking the stars. The brighter you are, ain't nothing as big as your heart. And if you need me, baby, I won't be far. I'm right round the corner watching you from a distance. And if you call me up, I'm right there to listen. I tell her that she fine, she like the attention. You mean the world, I see it in my vision. We got a bond that we can't break.
Ooh. Oh my.
You know, girl, you fast. First time I saw shorty, had to be a mess. I never seen such beauty all in one face. Red bone, pretty face, and she likes the bone. Nice lips, big hips, and her mama swole. Yeah, I can take your ass on the ride. All you have to do, baby, is let me inside. I'm loving your style, I'm loving your swag, and I don't give a fly F for what you did in the past. I'm on a mission, tonight's your ignition. We gotta buy most folks out here wishing. I'm your man, you my girl. I'm your world, you my pearl. Anyway it goes, shorty, I'm right there. Everything is A-OK, alright?
On my mind all the time, don't you sigh.
Everything's okay.
In the rain, in the snow, don't be sad.
Everything's okay.
On my mind all the time, don't you sigh.
Everything's okay.
In the rain, in the snow, don't be sad.
Everything's okay.
On my mind all the time, don't you sigh.
Know about some PR at work that EOTM doing, child. Tell me something about it, sugar.
Okay, you mean PR work? Do you need PR?
Yeah, sugar, that's what I'm saying.
EOTM Media Group is always looking to expand its roster of selective and talented clients. If you're interested in becoming a client,
yeah, I'm interested.
Please email pr@eotmradio.com or call 909-559-1763. That's our LA office. Or 678-548-9466. in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. We also have an office in D.C., which is 646-713-9327. For a free consultation, please give us a call. Does that sound good?
Yeah, I'm going to give you a call with all them numbers. Well, I will give you a call, and I sure appreciate it. All right, then, baby.
Thank you, and always remember, you will always need a publicist.
Got a little story I gotta tell y'all. Said that I love you. Hey, that was a lie. Said I was thinking of you. Baby, I tried. Gave you my kisses. Baby, that was too much. Said that I knew, and that was the truth. What a simple man like me left here to do.
Welcome back. You are listening to the hottest indie artists on the planet right now, y'all. I'm just saying. I'm just so in awe. definitely, I am just so in awe. Those last two tracks, y'all, the first one we featured, it was his name, and I'm going to have to get country with this. His name is Floda, or Floda, you know, like Florida, but like with a ghetto hook to it. I can't pronounce his name right, but it's spelled F-L-O-D-A. So he's from Fort Myers, Florida. I can say that word, right? But anyway, his name is Floda. Sorry if I mispronounced it. He's from Fort Myers, Florida. He is with SMG Entertainment. Track that we featured with him, actually, our very own Ron Anthony was on the hook. And trying to get the title to that particular track. But anyway, that's coming. That last track, oh my goodness. The guy's name is TJ Gibson. The title of the track was Effects of My Lies, or Effects of My Lies. I think I need some help. I'm going to have to unmute one of the EOTM people to help me with these names because I don't know what it is. Say two, help me, girl.
I'm over here cracking up. He's just trying to say that guy's name.
How do I say it? I spelled it out. So how do I pronounce it?
You said F-L-O-D-A.
Yeah, like Florida, but like with a southern hook to it. How do you pronounce that?
I would say Florida.
Okay, that's what's up. See, you is the bomb. I could not get it, but I definitely wanted to give him a little bit of props where props are due. Both of those tracks were hot. I was definitely feeling TJ Gibson. So I think we may have him calling in a little bit. I would definitely love the opportunity to be able to chat with him for a minute because we played one of his tracks. I think it was yesterday on one of my shows, and I was like, who is this? This guy is bad. But say too, yeah, definitely. So, of course, y'all, this show is actually titled Hottest Indie Artists on the Planet. Actually, and tinged a little bit with some PR advice. You know, it is so, I know these indie artists, they already have it. I think this is a time whereas it is a great opportunity for the indie artists because you could do everything yourself. You know
right.
what I'm saying? And we're actually giving indie artists, you know, featured radio play on EOTM Radio. We are a actually featured radio network under the BTR network here on Blog Talk. We've done over 500 shows since 2007. So this is definitely a good platform, I think, for the indie artists. And so we wanted to be able to, you know, help them as far as with their music and then also share a little bit of some of our little tidbits of advice when it comes to the importance of social media. And I'll say this, yes, definitely. What we'll be sharing on these shows, of course, we'll be featuring the artists, and we'll be sharing exactly how you, the artist, should be using social media to promote your music and create brand awareness. And doing this, if you do it strategically, what will happen is it'll create brand awareness that will help take your career to the next level. And I think that's what everybody wants. But a lot of times they just don't really know how to go about doing it. Exactly. And I'll be touching on a little bit as far as the PR side. And then our girl, Say2Say, will be sharing on the marketing side. So we're going to take another song break, but before we do, I want to, you know, give it to you, Say2, so you can share with our listeners, you know, how marketing is really important for the indie artist.
Oh, my God. First of all, marketing is, like, should be the number one thing you should be thinking about because, I mean, marketing is nothing like it used to be, and because the internet is such a hot thing right now, I think that everybody needs to take advantage of the social media and everything like that. First and foremost, as far as the social media, you really cannot just start like a Facebook account or a Twitter account and just expect people to just listen to what you have to say. I mean, that's the reason why it is called social, because
okay.
it is there for you to communicate with others. It is there to connect with others. It's about for you to basically just create this big network to create net worth. You know what
yep.
I'm saying?
Yep.
So,
exactly.
So you really cannot sit up there and just try to promote stuff blindly. Like I
yep.
would strongly encourage you to really say go by people's pages and just say hi and just start a real relationship. And when people are talking about different things that relate to what you are doing and you are their friend, you can make a comment and promote your stuff then, because it's like a regular conversation. And that's what I do. So
that's what's up. And hopefully you can stay with us, say too, for just a little bit. We're going to play a quick song. Got to, show some love to our family in Egypt.
Right.
W Ghost, we're about to feature In the West We Trust. Hold tight.
What's up, y'all? Dub Affiliation back in the house. Back in your face with another internet burner. Kicking it with the homies, Net Game Entertainment, repping from Egypt to Cali, you know what I'm saying? But right about now, hey yo, check it, yo Ghost, kick these fools upside the head, man.
I try to rap conscious, but nobody listen, and what they wanna hear is robbing and killing. I ain't no zombie going off of blood sipping. We keep it real in the West, you can do the ass licking. Old school gangsters laugh at you tripping. Dub Affiliation is the crew that I'm ripping. Worldwide retaliation for the new generation. Heavyweights at the beat on your radio station. You shoot guns and posters, we shoot hesitation. You can't pay probation, give yourself a break. It's West Side Association. If you can't do the time, don't commit the damn crime. What you got is mine, never cross a red line. I stick to the caddy and the canine. When the west shine in your eyes, y'all go blind. Dang da dang gotta, you can't do me nada. West coast alive, in the west we trust. We don't die, we multiply. Affiliation is a must. When we roll in the desert, we scare off the dust. We got straps to bust, and we have the guts. West coast alive, in the west we trust. We don't die, we multiply. Affiliation is a must. When we roll in the desert, we scare off the dust. We got straps to bust, and we have the guts.
Cause it's roll dizzle off the hizzle. For
yeah.
Dizzle my nizzle, dang so hard. You be thinking I'm bust.
Uh-huh.
Descending from the west, flag always on my left.
Yeah.
To dig off in your chest is motherfucking priceless.
Shit,
I'm in between it through Egypt like Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Three times dope, fool, with the chain suit, man, you might fool.
Uh-huh.
It's dub, bro, quick to tag your toe with my flow. Make you wanna say, Superman, yo ho.
And I'm like, yo, now put that on the coast, black. Dub Affiliation representing on a ghost track. Still on a mission, we ain't just another rap act. Gotta get my floss on, courtesy of knapsack. From the motherland, that's my brother, man, on the other hand, that's my homie. Big Dub Ghost, the one and only. You know we get you cracking like a card in the head. With beats that get you out your seats and make it hard on your legs. Now check.
West Coast alive, in the West we trust. We don't die, we multiply. Affiliation is a must. When we roll in the desert, we scare off the dust. We got straps to bust, and we have the guts. West Coast alive, in the West we trust. We don't die, we multiply. Affiliation is a must. When we roll in the desert, we scare off the dust. We got straps to bust, and we have the guts.
Affiliated, rated top notch. Spit fire like Peter Tosh. Been the hottest craze since Pop Rocks. A homie cool boy ready to battle on a pop lock. Take me 15 for 16, bring your stopwatch. In the west where we trust. Bang a bus, cat pro in the corner, pushing Nissan truck. Doing sign language with the homie W Ghost. Bang a boat, coast to coast, while you picking up the
they
soap.
They fast the plot, so I stash the cash I got. It's all in the wrist, these suckers got me balling my fist. Twist that ass in a knot, ain't no ganking me, dude.
Hell no.
Got everybody in here thinking we rude. Waiting for me to rearrange my style. It'll never happen, clever rapping. While you hating, homie, change the dial. West Coast Ghost Affiliation is a must. Peace to the homie Wiley. Yo, I'm in the dust.
West Coast alive, in the West we trust. We don't die, we multiply. Affiliation is a must. When we roll in the desert, we scare off the dust. We got straps to bust, and we have the guts. West Coast alive, in the West we trust. We don't die, we multiply. Affiliation is a must. When we roll in the desert, we scare off the dust. We got straps to bust, and we have the guts.
Worldwide West Side.
And the west we
run.
Hey, hey, y'all. Welcome back to the hottest in hip-hop music, PR tips, and more on EOTM Radio. This is your girl, Carla B. I'm holding the show down tonight. I have one of my bestest EOTM family in the whole wide world. Say to say what, the Mixture and Arts show on EOTM Radio. She's with me. She's with me, y'all, and she's going to be sharing some of her. Hey, Say to. She's going to be sharing some of her marketing tips. I was going to play another song, Say Two, but I just had to interject after this last track. This was W Ghost in The West We Trust. This is one of our, he's definitely family. He's one of, definitely repping Egypt, y'all, Cairo, Egypt specifically. And when they were saying we don't die, we multiply, girl, I'm over here thinking about some roaches. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, we don't die, we multiply. I'm like, that reminds me. I'm over here having deja vu from the projects in Chicago. So I'm like, oh, my God. But I definitely had to give some love to our friend W Ghost. Say to, you're doing some stuff with W Ghost, or you just dropped a hot track for West Coast Connect. So go ahead and tell our listeners a little bit about that.
Oh my God, well, this track that I did, I mean, the beat is crazy. I'm just saying, like, it was something that I've never, ever really heard before. It's like a mixture of soca and, like, pop and, like, reggae. And it's just a mixture of so many different things. And I was so honored to actually do the track for him because he asked me to do it. And I was pretty excited, really, because, you know, I'm really into spoken word music, so... I just had to get into my little mojo.
But, he didn't ask me to spit a track for him or whatever. Somebody needs to let him know that I'm a poet too. You know, I'm a poet too. I hope he's listening. If you're listening, W Ghost, please, I want to do a track. Let's take a commercial break. We got to pay some bills. We'll be right back. We'll play another track from TJ Gibson, and then we'll play some stuff from Chaz Shepherd. Hopefully, we'll be having TJ Gibson call in and we can talk to him a little bit. Hold tight, y'all.
Hi, and welcome to your Black Money Minute, presented to you by BlackMoneyMatters.com.
You know, when two people decide to get married, it's a pretty exciting time, but it also brings up a lot of hard questions. One of these questions is, how exactly are you and your spouse-to-be going to merge your money? The first step in doing this is to start discussing your financial goals. A good exercise to get this going is for each partner to make a list of his or her short-term goals, like paying off a credit card, getting a new car, or even going on a vacation. Then begin to list your long-term goals, like retirement or having a baby. From there, you should be able to determine which of these goals are a priority to both of you. Then, once you've identified these goals, you can focus your energy on achieving them. This is Gil Michelle.
That was your Black Money Minute, presented to you by BlackMoneyMatters.com. To get more information and receive our free newsletter, visit BlackMoneyMatters.com.
Hey, hey, it's Jigadell, Flatland Music. Hey, let's go. Yee! Since we both up in the spot tonight, let's say we leave here and grab a bite. 'Cause in the morning I'ma hit that flight out to New York City, yeah. You know that I'm a busy man, I be in the air like a frisbee man. I ain't in the mood to dance, but you sure look pretty. Grinding slowly, girl, you all up on me. Dancing closely, acting like you know me. Built like no other girl, thick like peanut butter, girl. Ooh, you're just my height, you're just my type. You're what I like. Oh, now listen here, step a little closer. So glad that I chose you. Won't you come rock with me? Won't you leave this spot with me? Girl, I'ma keep it real here. I love the way you're feeling. I just wanna hop you. with a girl, they follow you, but they ain't really got that follow through that you've been missing. Yeah, I know they come in with some minor game, but shawty, you deserve the finer things. Nothing less than the designer things, but you're not listening. Grinding slowly, girl, you all up on me. Dancing closely, ain't you glad you chose me? Built like no other girl, thick like peanut butter, girl. Ooh, you're just my height, you're just my type, you're what I like. Ooh, yeah, step a little closer.
Ooh,
so glad that I chose you.
Ooh,
won't you come rock with me? Won't you leave this spot with me?
Girl,
I'ma keep it real here.
Ooh,
I love the way you're feeling.
Ooh,
I just wanna rock your frame, but I don't even know your name. But
girl, I'm not ashamed.
Oh, 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 the way you rock that thing, girl. Oh, 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 you must be a Southern girl. You're just my type. You're what I like. Yeah. Step a little closer. So glad that I chose you. Won't you come rock with me? Won't you leave this spot with me?
Yeah.
I'ma keep it real with you. I love the way you're feeling. I just wanna hop your frame, but I don't even know your name. I don't even know your name. I don't even know your name.
Know your name.
I don't even know your name. Step a little closer.
Ooh,
so glad that I chose you. Won't you come rock with me? Won't you leave this spot with me?
Girl,
I'ma keep it real here.
Ooh,
I love the way you're feeling.
Yeah,
I just wanna hop your frame, but I don't even know your name.
Girl,
I'ma keep it real here. I don't even know your name. I just wanna hop your frame, but I don't even know your name.
Girl,
I'ma keep it real here. I don't even know your name. I just wanna hop your frame, but I don't even know your name.
I'm Carla B. I'm Carla B. That's my name, y'all. Hey, welcome back, y'all. That was TJ Gibson with Step a Little Closer. Just to put that disclaimer out there, you guys, sorry, ladies, he was singing to me. He was singing to me, and, you know, I'm so excited because we have the pleasure. We have the pleasure, y'all, the real pleasure to have. They're pulling up the car
no photo
right now. Yeah.
Please, no photo. Everybody on you. Yes, y'all.
We have the pleasure to speak really quickly with TJ Gibson. This is our Hottest in Hip Hop Music Hour, as well as sharing PR tips and more on EOTM Radio. And this is your girl, Carla B. We have Say To Say What from the Mixture of Arts show here at Holding Show out with me tonight. But definitely, considering we have the opportunity to speak with this fine young singer who, oh my God, you just blew us away, because this was not the first track we featured here today. Welcome to EOTM Radio, TJ Gibson.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Man, we are great. It's a little bit of feedback. It's a little bit of feedback noise. So if you are calling from a Bluetooth or speakerphone, that'll definitely cause some interference.
Is it better now?
It is. It is better now. Tell us, PJ. Okay, it kind of scraped up a little bit. But go ahead and tell us if we can without too much feedback. Give us a little bit of history on you, TJ.
A little bit of history on me. Wow, there's a lot of history on me. first of all, thank you so much for supporting my music, man. You guys are amazing. I've been really, really tight with Shantae Gibson. No relation, actually. We just happen to have the same last name. That's like my sister. I came out to Los Angeles years ago from the Bay Area, actually. She put me on in LA in a lot of ways. She really brought a lot to my plate. My brother and myself, we've been recording and doing music around the world here and there and live music. But this is kind of like the first project on my own. We were the Gibson brothers. I'm still the Gibson brother. My name is TJ Gibson. But this is the first project I've actually stepped out on my own and produced and you know, now I'm running my own label and doing my own work on the side. So this is kind of like a new venture for me, outside of just producing other artists and writing for other people. So, I mean, most of my history involves live music, you know, on a live stage with you know, more nostalgic artists and stuff. But, don't get me wrong, I'm still a youngster, but I've always been tied to that tabernacle true sound of music, you know, the real honest to goodness, not just talent, but just, you know, the potent sound of instruments playing and, you know, live voices singing, but in imperfection, you know? And I think the game is kind of opening up a little bit more for that, giving us some more space. And I'm long-winded, so I'm going to stop.
Okay. I appreciate it. Definitely. Two great tracks. So we'll definitely have to get you on here for a one-on-one interview. But in the interim, go ahead and share with our listeners ways for them to be able to connect with you, TJ Gibson, ways for them to be able to check out some more of your music, ways to be able to buy your music. Go ahead and share with that with our listeners.
Oh, well, the best way to get in touch with me nowadays would be, I mean, I'm on Facebook. I'm pretty personable right now. In the next,
you say right now. Is it going to change once you, make all the millions?
Yeah, man, a swag on 100,000. You know, the problem is, what I'm saying is I'm handling my own stuff now. Like, I'm doing everything on my own. So it's different. But, I mean, I'm bringing people on to help. I'm in the middle of doing a larger deal that people will be able to see me on a larger scale worldwide now, you know, and that's going to kind of like expand things for me and get me working some more. But you can reach me on Facebook, TJ Gibson, C.J.Gibson, and that's that. Or you can give me a phone call. You want to come out? Yeah, 310-99. But, Carla, I appreciate you so much.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely. TJ Gibson, definitely. Thanks for allowing us to be able to feature some of your music here on our Hottest in Hip Hop Music Hour. And definitely look forward to having a one-on-one interview with you very soon.
Definitely. You call me, whether I'm in the welfare line, getting my new EBT card refilled, or if I'm walking down the street with my dog, Missy. Or
yeah, that's what's that.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks so much, TJ Gibson. Definitely a pleasure. Yeah, definitely a pleasure to have the opportunity to speak with him. And I definitely want to thank Shantae Gibson of Edgelight Entertainment for helping put that together. She had him call in at the last minute. So that's what's up. But I definitely, y'all, want to get back in the swing of things when it comes to our other side of the show we'll be talking about tonight as far as PR. And say, too, I just need your feedback on this because we get a lot of people that call us for public relations help. And I spoke with one guy in particular today who called me. He said he wanted a publicist. And, you know, we're talking about his stuff, talk about strategizing, strategizing, and I asked him if he had a budget, and he said, oh, I don't have a budget. So I'm like, okay, you know, well, you know, how do you think you're going to get publicity? I'm going to share one quote with you guys, and I heard this from Warren Buffett, who is a millionaire in real estate, a great investment tycoon. He said that if he had $1 in his pocket left, if that's all he had was $1, he would spend that on public relations. You know, I think public relations is so important to artists, and a lot of them don't really understand it. So within our hip-hop segment, when we're featuring these artists, we want to be able to help you guys, you know, for the ones that really don't have a budget, and even the ones that maybe do, and you just want to understand a little bit more about PR, this is the show that you'll be able to get that on. Me and Say, too, before the music, we were sharing some stuff as far as marketing and public relations. I want to say this really quickly. I want to say that marketing via social networking is no longer just a successful novelty. It is a powerful tool that is changing the way the world communicates. And so you definitely want to get LinkedIn and social media, not just create these pages, but as Saytu said earlier, you need to reach out to your fan base. Let them know that you're a real person. Let them know a little bit about you. They want to know your funny sides and, you know, right. Your not-so-funny sides. So definitely you want to be able to maximize and use that. I'll say this, just with the things that we've done within EOTM Public Relations when it comes to strategic brand management, I know Say Too just loves that word, strategic. Your social media, basically, it allows users to expand their network. It allows users to advertise their company and or skills, as well as receive recommendations and referrals from current and former clients. One social media site that people really don't use so much that is the bomb is LinkedIn. That is awesome. That is awesome, especially if – and this, I guess, this is for, you know, professionals, but – professionals and as far as artists, hip-hop artists, business owners, that site is for everything. Create a LinkedIn site if you haven't already done so. You got something to add to that, Say Too?
LinkedIn, most definitely. And I really can't say nothing else. I really cannot say MySpace because I hardly use MySpace anymore. The only thing I ever use is like Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah. Twitter and Facebook are the bomb, diggity. Twitter is a awesome tool because most people respond back to Twitter. It's just like Twitter is becoming the Facebook. But the thing is this: the way social media works, today is Twitter. Tomorrow is going to be something else. So, you know, what we recommend to all of the artists and entrepreneurs is definitely you want to ink in and you want to build relationships and within all of these communities. And by doing so, say it again.
You know, I was about to say, like, as far as Facebook, like, the best thing for, like, any audience to ever do is to create a fan page. Because, like, most likely, if you were to create a group page or a fan page, most likely folks will buy from a fan page because that's your fan page.
Right.
And not your group page.
So just
remember that, too.
I didn't know that. So why is that? I mean, what's the difference between a group page and a fan page?
Because, like, with a group page, that's just, like, anybody can join a group. Like, there's so many things on the net about groups and stuff like that. But if you are a fan, that means that you really, really like that person.
And you
have heard of this person, of their good work. So most likely, yes, you will buy from them.
Right. That makes sense. That definitely makes sense. Great tips on that. Say too, and I know that you just recently, and just let the people know really quickly, when it comes to as far as our public relations arm, EOTM has actually officially partnered with our youngest radio personality, Say Too Say. She has a brand new marketing company. So say, too, you want to go ahead and share information as far as what you'll be providing for artists within for your marketing company?
Oh, yes, definitely. Actually, my company is called Get Found Online Solutions. And what Get Found Online Solutions is basically we are a service-based online business that helps local business owners get found online. So basically we are helping people within our community that we don't even have to go anywhere, because when you really think about it, there's a lot of entrepreneurs within our community that we really don't know of. But these people are struggling just for people to find their business and to create more sales for their business. So why not use your skills to help these local people just to help them get found online and make money that way? So our company basically does internet marketing as far as putting you on the Google Maps, and we do optimize our Google Maps listing, and we also do article marketing as far as your business. Because when you think about it, like, there's a big difference between SEOs and internet marketing. Because when you think about SEOs, I mean, all these people do is basically control how you are seen on the net.
Right.
When we're dealing with a real internet marketer, what they do for you to bring traffic, targeted traffic to your business will always stay, because there's tons and tons of information. It is not just some type of software that we're using just to control you. No, we are actually creating informative information pointing back to your site and creating more backlinks and creating more visual eyes to your site. And that's what we do. So if you are definitely struggling to put your business out there, you should definitely go ahead and contact us at 404-988-7932. If you want to go ahead and visit the website to learn more about Get Found Online Solutions, you should definitely go ahead and visit www.wix.com, and that's wix.com/say what. And that's S as a Sam, AYEWHAT/GetFoundOnlineSolutions with an S.
That's what's up. Thanks for that, Say to you. I love the way you broke that down. You is the bomb diggity. That's all I'm going to say. We're going to take a quick song break. We're going to actually play a little bit of Chaz Shepherd. When we come back, we'll touch on a couple reasons why having great PR representation is essential. So you don't want to go nowhere, y'all. Hold tight.
Opportunity or the possibility of you and me. Yeah. Who knows what we can be, but not to see would really eat at me. Before we begin,
nothing. Who knows? Oh, we may go down the drain. This can cause a lot of pain. But we could have the world again.
So,
y'all, welcome back to the hottest in hip-hop music, PR tips, and more on EOTM Radio. This is your girl, Carla B. I have my favorite EOTM personality and business owner, entrepreneur, tycoon, just all that good stuff, they do say, is holding, and she is the youngest, y'all, wearing about 55 hats. I ain't even lying. She is with us, and we have just about 6 more minutes, so we definitely want to touch on some key tips for you guys. This is for the artists out there that is just needing that extra push to be able to, you know, make it to the next level within the music industry. Before the break, I mentioned that we're going to touch on a couple reasons why having great PR representation is essential. I'm going to share that, and then I'll have Say to Say share with you guys why having great marketing is essential for you new artists. First off, when it comes to PR representation, you need PR because you need exposure. You or your brand needs to be seen, heard, and talked about. There should be a buzz circulating about you at all times. What publicists do is we help facilitate this by securing encouraging attention via magazines, interviews, news articles, TV shows, radio interviews, press releases, electronic press kits, etc. There is an extra sense of authority when people hear about something from a TV show or radio show. It is notably influential immediately. Public relations efforts can expose you to all kinds of media, helping take your career to the next level. Now, with the proper PR, you will get the chance to tell the world whatever you think they should know in the most effectual manner. For example, a singer can land a radio interview on a national morning show and discuss the importance of the message behind their new CD. A small business owner can be featured in an entrepreneur magazine and have the opportunity to tell the public about his or her new business venture. The public's interest is instantaneously provoked. Leveraging your finances and time are also key when you're talking about public relations for yourself. Advertising and marketing your brand can be an excellent way to tell the public about why they need your product, why they need to be listening to your CD, you know. However, it does not come without a sufficient price. You know, public relations, advertising, marketing can be very expensive. And if you are just starting out, you may or may not have that million-dollar budget to work with, because it's going to take $1 million budget to work with me. I'm just kidding. But you may not have that, and I'm just kidding. It doesn't take $1 million budget. But I'll tell you, ads in local magazines, I see a lot of artists trying to do that. That can cost upwards to thousands of dollars. Plus, since the public knows that the ads are coming straight from businesses, they kind of lose a little bit of credibility. They lose the reliability. Through the use of quality public relations, however, a publicist can reach the public for a small fraction of that cost that you may be doing within an advertisement. Considering the cost and credibility factor, PR is much more effective and efficient. The time factor is also something to consider when hiring a publicist. It's your time, and there is simply none, nada. You know, between auditions and shows and tours, et cetera, you have a million things to do before you can even achieve true success. So I would say to those artists out there that are trying to maybe do marketing and PR themselves, I would say stop. Focus on your career. Focus on doing more shows. You know what I'm saying? Focus on artist development, honing in on your craft, and then let your PR team handle your public relations. Let your marketing team handle all the marketing and handling all your social media sites and stuff like that. You know, this is for if you're trying to take your career to the next level. I'm going to give it to you, Say Too.
All right. Now, first of all, now, we all know that the only reason why that these big businesses are successful is because they have other people working with them. So when you're thinking about being an artist, everything comes so fast. It's like you have to really do things the fastest way possible. So personally, hiring a publicist and internet marketer is probably the fastest way to go as far as getting your name out there. Now, one reason why I would say that any business owner or any artist would want an internet marketer is because, first of all, it's because the internet is booming right now, and you need to be part of it, like ASAP.
Right.
And secondly, is that because the internet is so huge right now, and it's like 84% of the searches is from Google, why not dig in and be part of the search results as far as people finding you? Because people search for everything, and they don't even look in the yellow pages no more. They don't even look in the phone book no more. They go straight to their phone or the laptop and search for things. So when you were dealing with a effective internet marketer, a bad internet marketer like Get Found Online Solutions will find these different specific targeted keywords that these people are searching for that is within your niche.
Right.
And they will use these different keywords and create their and just basically create their articles for you and just put the different keywords within the right spots so that folks can click through them. And besides, we all know that informative information stays years and years and years to come, because I'm pretty sure that you search for something that is within 10-year-old or 20-year-old and you found it within the internet. Why? Because valuable information never goes away.
Exactly.
Software does, but not valuable information. So
wow.
That's the reason why that you need an effective internet marketer, like Get Found Online Solutions, definitely.
That's what's up. Give them your phone number again, Say Too.
You guys can definitely hit me up at 404-988-7932.
That's what's up. Thanks for that. Hope you guys enjoyed this show. This is actually the first in a series of shows titled Hottest in Hip Hop Music, PR tips and more on EOTM Radio. We'll definitely be using this show to feature indie artists, feature their music, and also try to help you guys with a little bit of publicity tips as well as marketing. I want to end the show with a quote I think is very fitting. It is, and this is definitely for the artists, actors, actresses, trying to book the prime media without a well-connected publicist would be like an actor trying to make it in Hollywood without an agent. It just is not done, y'all. Become your own brand. Become your own brand. And think about hiring a publicist today. Make sure before you exit our radio page that you subscribe to receive alerts to future shows. We do have a wealth of so much greatness coming through your speakers. We've got a lot of new shows that will be launching in 2011. Ron Anthony will be on air tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you're in the house for that, and then make sure that you check out our World AIDS Day on December 1st. So make sure you chime in with us on that day also. Peace and blessings. Peace out. Thanks, A2. Good night.
EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move. Reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
Go ahead, work it, baby. Let me see you shake them hips. Can you really drive me crazy? Let me see you lick them lips.
I see it in your eyes when I lick my lips and move it like this. Put your hands up on the thigh. You feel it, child. I know you want this. Baby, let me put it on the floor. Now bring it to the top and stop like, oh. And I know you want to touch it, babe. Here's a chance to feel it, hey.
Dance like that, have you moving your hips and hands like that? Want me to put you on my plans like that? I didn't know I had so many fans like that. Don't get excited, you're a little bit creepy. Is it chilly in here? You just real glad to see me. I use tongs when I toss that salad. I'm not playing, thought my season passed for that. Let's step it up two notches and I'ma go for your belt like prize boxing. Or play, let's touch your knees. And when I'm done, you might want to touch your knees. Get your hands on me. They say I'm a little too frisky, a little too kinky, a little too risky. I might wanna dance with Miss A. I think she's hotter than Mississippi. I like the way you're throwing it at me. Not too freakish, not too classy. You can talk, don't walk right past me. I don't freeze up when I perform like Cassie. But I ain't doing it all night. Give me 40 minutes, honey, you'll be alright. I can sit in, I don't have to slack. If you don't come when I come, then you come when I come back.
Jason and LLR.
I know I can't.
Am I